Mr. Hankins your first boyfriend?
Yes.
From pregnant teen.
Did you discuss with her having a life together and starting a family?
No.
To angry mom.
And you weren't there when your daughter was born?
No.
Now a single parent on her own.
Do you support her or not?
No.
I've had enough of you and your children and your procreation.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Jeremy Hankins is suing the mother of his child, 19-year-old Dominique Spencer Bowman, for vandalizing his car. Jeremy claims Dominique smashed both of his side view mirrors.
Order. All rise. Yes, yeah, case number 52 on the calendar in the matter of Hankins versus Spencer Bowman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Mr. Hankins, you and the defendant had a relationship for about a year. You have a child together, and it is your claim that the defendant vandalized your car.
Yes.
And Ms. Bowman, while she denies that she personally vandalized your car, she has some suspicions about who might have done that.
No.
Yes, you do. Things don't happen in serendipity, usually. Although, according to what I read, you met sort of serendipitously at a bus stop. Is that right?
Yes.
And that was about a year ago?
Yeah.
Tell me when you and Ms. Bowman broke off your relationship, sir.
I don't know the exact month, but it was last year.
Was she pregnant at the time?
Yeah, she was pregnant.
Did you live together?
No.
So you were dating?
Yes.
While you were dating Ms. Bowman, Mr. Hankins, did you discuss with her having a life together and starting a family?
No.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you discovered that you were pregnant when, Ms. Bowman?
September of 2011.
How old are you?
19.
Mr. Hankins, your first boyfriend?
Yes.
Never dated anybody before?
I've been on dates, but I've never had a boyfriend.
Okay. Now, Mr. Hankins, were you involved in the pregnancy that resulted in the birth of your daughter?
No, not really. I used to call and ask when appointments were. She didn't really tell me.
So you didn't go with her?
No, I didn't.
And you weren't there when your daughter was born?
No.
And do you support her or not?
With the child? Yes.
No.
Just a second. The answer is he doesn't.
He does not.
And he wasn't there when she was born, which is something that, according to your answer, you were pretty annoyed at.
Yes.
And she was born in what month?
March.
And in what month was the car vandalized?
April 6th.
Just prior to the car being vandalized, according to the complaint that I read, and according to your answer, the two of you had a fight?
Yes.
On the phone?
Yes.
What was the fight about?
She was basically upset that I wasn't there when the baby was born. I told her I was in Ohio, but I wasn't. I was with my other daughter. I didn't want her feeling that my other daughter was more important, so I just figured out.
How old are you?
22.
You have enough daughters.
Yeah.
Mr. Hankins, listen, you know, it's easy to go around pollinating half of the civilized world, sir, and then walking away from those responsibilities.
No, I don't.
Well, yes, but don't tell me you don't. You do. I mean, the fact that you may have gotten snookered this time, you helped snooker. Do you understand? Ms. Bowman should be smart enough to know that there are things that you do if you're not prepared to start a family. And since she's saddled with your daughter, then she should have been smarter. Because clearly she knew you had another child, right?
Yes, I knew.
That he didn't live with.
But he was taking care of her.
That he didn't live with.
No, he didn't live with her at the time.
Well, and you're not taking care of her. You mean he throws her a couple of bucks now and then and you think that that's taken care of?
No, he sees Abby.
I stayed with her when we met. I was staying with my daughter. Then I moved out and got my own place. That's when we became, you know, morph.
Oh, so you met her at a bus stop and you moved out of the apartment that you were living with your little girl and her mother.
Yeah.
Great.
People make bad decisions.
Yeah, but you're supposed to learn,
and you learn from
what
and
you're
I've
supposed
learned.
To learn from what you see. And what you see was a guy who abandoned one
I didn't
woman
abandon her.
That he didn't marry.
I learned from what I go through.
Yeah, but what you're going through, you're taking somebody else along for the ride. You see, it's different. If, you know, you pass a red light and you get a ticket, and that's one thing. Then you say, well, I don't want to get a point on my license. I'm not going to do that again. You know, or if you buy a pair of shoes that are too tight, and you say, these were the wrong shoes, I'm going to buy them in a next size. But when you make a mistake and you're taking another living soul along with you, because you've paired her up with somebody who is not supportive, not there for her.
I didn't know that at the time.
Well, but you knew he left somebody else for you.
But he was still taking care of his other daughter.
He left another child in their home, not to be with you, just to be able to date you.
He left that home, but he didn't leave her life.
She looked at...
He was still active in her life.
No sense. The same thing. He may not leave your daughter's life. He's not going to leave your daughter's life. He's always going to be a father.
So it didn't matter if he was in that home or not. He was still in Abby's life.
And listen, another time, another show. I'm never going to get anywhere with you. Not smart. You're 19 years old. You're going to repeat this conduct 2, 3, 4 more times, and then maybe you'll get it. Now let's get to the vandalized car. After you had this big fight with her on the phone, you called her a nasty name, according to you.
Yes, I did.
And when was your car vandalized?
Probably about 4 or 5 hours that night.
Later?
Yeah.
Okay. And who witnessed the car being vandalized?
Nobody witnessed the car, but my girlfriend was at home. I left my car there to go work.
Your new girlfriend?
No, this is my first baby mama. We broke up.
No, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want to get to the vandalized car. I've had enough of you and your children and your procreation.
Right. So
I've had more than enough of it. Okay, so 4 or 5 hours later, your girlfriend dropped you off?
No, the day before, which was on the 5th, my girlfriend dropped me off to my dad's house, so I ride to work with her. I left her with the car so she can get the baby to daycare and so she can get to work. Then while I was out at my dad's, Dominique called me. We got into an argument. I called her a nasty
word. You mean Miss Bowman?
Yes, Miss Bowman called
you.
We got in an argument. I said a nasty word. I felt bad, so I just hung up. And then I get a text message from her threatening me on,
What did the text message say?
It says, she meant to say show, but it's so, I'll show what is. I hope you're ready. Be prepared.
And what was the next thing that happened?
The next morning, I was at work, and I got a call from my girlfriend saying that the 2 mirrors on my car was kicked off.
Is your girlfriend here?
Yes.
Your last name is?
Right.
Did you see what happened to the car?
No, I didn't see it, but he called me after they had the argument. And then I hung up about 20 minutes later. Somebody tried to get into the house, and a nephew and my daughter were there. So I didn't think it was her. I just was scared. And I told them to go in the back. I tried to look out the window, out the peephole, but my neighbors were coming down, so I'm assuming that they ran out the back door. And then I looked out the window just to see, like, anybody was running out or anything. And I was looked out, and I just seen, a car that I'm not used to seeing with somebody in there. And it was a gray or, like, a bluish car. But I wasn't trying to stare out the window because my nephew was, like, crying, so I just went back and sat down. And my friend came over later on that night, and when she left at, like, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock, that car was still there. And somebody was inside of it, but I didn't... Of course, I'm not going to go and look to see who it was. I was just scared.
So it was a grayish, bluish car.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a picture of Dominique's car.
I'd like to see it. Now, according to your answer, when you were confronted about this car, who called you?
No one called me.
Who did you call?
I called Danielle, his stepmother.
You called his stepmother?
Yes.
And what did you say to his stepmother?
I told her that Jeremy came to my house and told me that his car was vandalized, and I told him that I didn't do it. I told her that I didn't do it, but I told her that I felt bad for what had happened, not because I did it, but because I did still care for Jeremy, and he vented to me about how he couldn't get to work, and I did feel bad. So I told her that I would help pay for the damage.
No, that's not what you said at all. Not according to your answer.
What did I say? Am I missing something?
Yeah, you're missing something.
Can you tell me what I'm missing?
Sure I can. What you said was, in your answer, I assumed it was one of my friends that decided to get revenge for me and vandalize his car.
I did not say that.
That's what you said here. That's what you said here. You want to read it? You signed it. That's your sworn statement. I called Jeremy's stepmom and explained to her that I thought one of my friends may have done the damage.
But after talking to my friends...
No. I asked you what you said to his mother. And what you said to him, and what you said was, I said, I feel really bad what happened because, you know, I still cared for him, and I knew he couldn't get back and forth to work, so I offered to help. But that's not what you said. You said that after you got off the phone with him, this is your answer, after you got off the phone with him that day, I called some of my friends for support, and my best friend was with me. I was extremely angry after the conversation that you had with him, where he called you a bad name, and vented to some of my friends about the horrible things he had done to me. And that's why you said I didn't cause any damage to the car. But you assumed some of your friends acting on your behalf because of how angry you were and how hurt you were, they went out and vandalized the car. That's what you said in your answer.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He could have easily went to my house, took a picture, and said, this is Dominique's car, so tell Judge Judy.
He could have said that. Also could have broken his own windows. Could have done that because maybe he had a psychotic episode.
And later today.
If I were moving out and if somebody was sexually harassing me, I would want to take my car.
He had mentioned to me that he would help me with the transmission. It was.
But why would you let somebody who was sexually harassing you help you with your transmission?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeremy Hankins claims the mother of his child, Dominique Spencer Bowman, smashed the side view mirrors on his car after an argument over the phone.
Can I please see the damage to the car? I don't believe in that kind of serendipity, madam. Not a 4-hour hiatus after some very nasty things were said. Probably both of you. So if you didn't do it, then your friends did it in your car.
No, not my car. My car was sitting in front of my mother's house.
Is that your car?
Yes, that's my car, but he could have easily went to my house, took a picture, showed Brittany, and said, this is Dominique's car, so tell Judge Judy.
He could have said that. Because he also could have broken his own windows. Could have done that because maybe he had a psychotic episode. No,
I have nothing to do with that.
And if you didn't, then your friends did. And I suggest you get the money from them. $1,741.61. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I just hope they put him on child support. And
we have no problem providing for the baby.
I hope he takes care of his daughter.
Car's down, so it's hard for me to provide for either of my child.
Because he doesn't take care of my daughter, I'm doing it by myself.
So I look forward to my car getting on the road. And
I just hope the deadbeat takes care of his daughter someday.
Me providing. Doing what I need to do as a father.
That's all I want.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Christensen versus Michaud. Step forward.
Elizabeth Christensen is suing ex-roommate Martin Michaud for selling her car after she moved out of his home.
Ms. Christensen, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a writer for The Examiner.
Is that how you make a living?
I'm also on disability, ma'am.
You know the defendant for a period of time, and at some point, you were nice to him and let him move into a place that you had because he didn't have a reasonable place to live. He stayed with you for, what, a couple of weeks?
That's correct, about a month and a half.
And then when you found yourself in a similar situation, the defendant, who was a friend of yours, according to you, said, well, you can come and stay with me until you get yourself resituated. Is that right?
That was for a period of 3 weeks, yeah.
And you moved into his home when?
I moved in...
Month?
I'm sorry, and December. Of 2011.
Is that when she moved in?
No.
No.
It was about July.
July of 2011.
11, yes, ma'am.
That's what I thought, that it was in July of 2011. You moved out in December.
Okay.
Yes.
So you were there approximately 5.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
You paid no rent.
I did not. Reason being is when I was living at 2000 Valley, he had needed a place to stay. I had let him stay with me for a while. And also I helped him find a job. And also...
Whatever. He let you stay with him and not pay him any rent.
That's right.
No rent, no utilities, nothing.
That's right.
So far correct?
Yes, except for when I stayed with her. I stayed with her 2 weekends out of 1 month. It was 4 days total.
I understand that.
Okay.
She's making more of the other visit than it was. But she was certainly with you for almost half a year.
Yes, Your Honor.
And then in December, you moved out.
Yes.
Where did you go?
I moved in with Timothy.
You moved in with a man.
Yes. And the reason why I moved out is because there's sexual harassment.
Just a minute. That's not what this case is about. However, it's sort of interesting.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why didn't you just go over and get it?
Because he had the key.
Call a policeman.
I did.
And say, Show me that you called a policeman to go with you.
I will.
To get the car and he wouldn't give it to you. Show me. Show me.
Right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Elizabeth Christensen says ex-roommate Martin Michaud sexually harassed her while they lived together. She claims after she moved out, he illegally sold her car.
The reason you moved out is because you say there was sexual harassment on his part towards you.
That is correct.
But when you left, despite the then sexual harassment, you left your car.
Yes.
If I were moving out and if somebody was sexually harassing me, I would want to take all my property, including my car.
He had mentioned to me that he would help me with the transmission. It was
But why would you let somebody who was sexually harassing you help you with your transmission?
Because I had asked that of him previously to what was going on. And I really could not.
Yeah, but at this point, what you're telling me, Ms. Christians,
I could not move it.
You couldn't move.
At
that point. Well, then that's the reason. You couldn't move it. Why couldn't you move it?
Because it would not go in reverse. And he hadn't.
Because it couldn't drive.
In reverse.
Well, you have to be able, if you're driving a car, to go into reverse every once in a while. So you couldn't
drive
the car.
That is correct. If you're stuck in those situations, yes.
Mm-hmm. It was undrivable. So you left it there in December. And according to the defendant, he got disgusted with looking at it in his backyard, despite many times when you promised you would come and get it. So he junked it. That's what happened. You want him to pay for your car. You moved out in December. December what?
29th.
When did she move in with you, sir?
December 29th.
When did you go back for your car?
I had called him numerous times, and he would not answer the phone. I finally got a hold of him, and he said that he got rid of it and junked it for money. And he also was upset with me because I wouldn't have sex with him. I wanted to get into that, but you didn't want to listen to that. He himself...
When did you call him for the car?
Many, many, many times.
No, why didn't you just go over and get it?
Because he had the key. Because he was going to work on it.
Call a policeman.
I did.
And say, show me that you called a policeman to go with you.
I will.
To get the car, and he wouldn't give it to you. Show me.
There
on what date did you go? Show me.
Right.
Now, madam, you called in a police report in February.
That is
February correct. February 27th.
I had kept calling him for the car.
No, no, no,
would
no,
not
no.
Call
I asked you when you called. Listen to me, Ms. Christensen, if you're not following, I'm going to try to go from point A to point B very slowly for you. You left December 29th. You want your car, and you left it there with someone who had allegedly been harassing you. So if I wanted the car, I would have called the police and said, he won't give me the key, because you said you couldn't go and get it because you didn't have the key. I said, why don't you call the police and say to a... call a policeman and say to a policeman, listen, my car is parked there. I used to live there. He has the key. He won't give me back the key. And you said, well, I did call the police. You called the police after he told you he junked the car, February 27th. That's when you called the police. Not before, 2 months later.
Yes, because finally he told me he junked the car, and he also told Timothy that he junked the car.
The
well,
was,
well, that's
the
what
was
I would do.
Money.
And that's what I would have done with your car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
That's what I would have done with your car if you left it in my backyard for 2 months.
If somebody says
I would have
they're
going
to work
it.
On it?
I would have junked
gonna
it.
Work on it? Okay.
I would have junked it. That's
okay.
What I would have done.
Well, that's not a very
I would have junked
person.
It. Because if you think that I believe somebody who says to me, I had to move out of the house because he was sexually harassing me, but by the way, can I leave my car with you so that you can work on the transmission?
It wasn't by the
things,
way.
One of those two things doesn't
by
sound...
The way.
Whether it was by the way
it
or
wasn't.
Not. Whether it was by... That's what you just told me. You said to me,
we
I
had
moved out because... I moved out because he was sexually harassing me.
That is correct.
I left the car there because he agreed to work on the transmission.
That is... I had to leave quickly because I could not handle him more. And he knows as well everything that had happened.
Should have taken your car.
I could not take it.
And what she...
What?
I
just
did
a
not
second.
Have
the
she could have took it any time,
just a second.
I did not have the key because he gave it to him because he said he was going to work on it.
Listen to me. Then on December 29th, you call the police and you say, he won't give me the key to my car. It's my car. It's registered my
I
name.
I kept calling him.
I want
him.
The key. No, not him. The police. Just like you called the police on February 27th.
They couldn't
27th.
Even get a hold of him.
Goodbye. Ridiculous.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We were arguing and he slapped my hand. My brother ran up the stairs and he put a gun on my brother.
And I went to jail.
And after you bailed him out, you got engaged.
Correct.
Next, Judge Judy.
We play cards and stuff together, and all of a sudden you come on to me and you say, do you want to play strip poker?
There was no sexual harassment.
Continually asking me this.
This is untrue.
Continually asking, saying things about my body.
And who knows me knows better.
And it's just, our friends don't act like that.
Pay attention to who my friends really are.
Friends just don't act like that.
Because they'll turn around and stab you in the back.